Today marks the first day of 2026. Happy New Year to you. I am not saying it to you as a ritual, but I am saying it to you because I really want that this year should be New Year to you. And what does it mean? It means this year should get new things into your life. It can be success, it can be health, it can be anything else. That is why I say Happy New Year. But if you really want to make this year a new year, for it you need to work. It is not like you have to sit, you have to scroll, no. This year you have to change everything. World is now changing. For the last 2, 3, 4 years people were scrolling, but now most people are becoming aware that it is nothing. Social media is just trending thing. The news that runs for a week later expires. Means you need to leave all those things. Without social media you can live. Unless you are doing something good on social media, any content creator on it or anything else. So today I will talk about one weapon which you have to sharpen this year. From today now onwards, so that you can live great life, so that you can get rid from those bad and negative habits which are stopping you from achieving success. We often talk about goals and habits. They are mandatory, but they are not the first thing to work on. The first thing to work on is your mind. Your mind is your most precious possession. It is always with you, and you can only control your mind and restore the things, your actions, your habits, everything else, your language, your communication skill, your words, your whatever you do, expressions, they are dependent on your mind. If your mind is not working properly, you cannot operate properly. It will be difficult for you to reach to that point of success. So today we will talk about how this mind works. There is one principle which I call the principle of association of thoughts. The principle of association of thoughts, it means that your mind, it uses every bit of knowledge that you gather over time. If you have gathered something good, your mind will use that and will help you to do good actions. But if there are bad things, you have consumed wrong things from movies, from friends, from people, from music, you will do same actions. I often ignore those people who use abusive words. I stop them from using abusive words. Do you know why? Because I know if they will continuously use these words, no matter if they are for any other person, they will affect my mind. Probably I will learn same words and I will act the same way. Because this is how our mind works. This mind is like a bed of soil that accepts any kind of seed, good or bad. And it processes them equally. Why there are good and bad people on the planet? Why not only good people? Because good people consume good things. On the planet there are both things. And bad people, they are also humans. But they have consumed wrong things, that's why they are bad. Their actions are defined by their thoughts. So you need to protect your thoughts. Your mind is not like a dustbin. Do not put everything in it. Watch right content. It is not necessary to use social media. You can live without social media. I hope you are getting it. Whatever you will think, you will become that. Once you accept any idea, your mind begins to execute it. Do you know why there are some people who are opposing your thoughts? Because their thoughts are different. Their mind that has accepted their own thoughts. And their mind is not able to comprehend your thoughts. That is why they are not able to understand you properly. But what you need to do is, you need to put right information inside of your mind. If your mind gets destroyed with the thoughts of other people which are not good, there is no chance for you to become successful. There is no chance for you to have peaceful and great life. I hope this year will be your new year. It will be best year. And to make it best, protect your mind. If you are addicted towards bad things, to leave those bad habits, you need to adopt new habits. You need to leave the people around you who are not good. It is better to be in isolation. Now, isolation does not mean like you are feeling lonely. No. When you are isolated properly and you believe in yourself, in your abilities, at that time, you do not feel lonely. You are busy with your work. And once you will get some good people, be with them. If you will not get, no problem. You are self-sufficient. I hope you got it.